your home for classic hits. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are you ready to elevate your brand with stunning visuals? Look no further than Freckles Graphics. With a wide range of service including graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, embossing, laser etching, promotional products, and all your signage and marketing needs, Freckles has you covered. Need it fast? No problem. Freckles Graphics is known for lightning fast turnaround without compromising quality. And with our friendly customer service, you'll feel like part of the family. So hit us up at FrecklesGraphics.com. Freckles Graphics, where your vision becomes reality. 765-449-8463.
Well, Jeff, the news seems to be full of supply chain issues, delayed shipping, rising prices, and inflation. How's that affecting us here at Vierks Fine Jewelry?
Honestly, Liz, not in the least bit. Our prices are sharp as ever. Our values are the best in the business. You can compare the mega box stores, the internet, or even the big city diamond districts, and you still won't find the deals we offer.
Well, that will make our customers very happy. But I've heard that many businesses are struggling to find product and maintain inventories.
Not here at Vierks Fine Jewelry. We work very hard with our suppliers to make sure diamonds, gemstones, and jewelry continue to arrive and keep our selection fresh and exciting.
So let me get this straight. Our customers can stroll into Vierks and still get unbeatable prices, top-notch quality, first-class service, and the area's largest inventory to make the perfect jewelry choice?
You sum that up pretty well, Liz. But don't forget, we also have the area's largest selection of coins and precious metals bullion. Some dealers have really struggled to source sufficient quantities, but here at Vierks, we are fully stocked.
You know, Jeff, we're pretty lucky to have been serving the Lafayette community for over 75 years.
Shop smart, shop Vierks, Vierks.com.
Looking for reliable heating and cooling services? Look no further than Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. From residential and commercial services to generator maintenance and custom ductwork fabrication, they handle it all. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll counties, including the nearby areas. Jim's is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call Jim's today at 765-601-1461.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Attention drivers, when it comes to your vehicle, trust the team you know you can rely on, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, but the team you trust. Are your brakes squeaking? Is it time for an alignment adjustment? Call Big O Tires in Lebanon to schedule your appointment. Big O Tires is your go-to destination for expert brake service and precision alignment. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for the latest updates and special offers. And like manager John and owner Alan always say...
And don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
This is it, Geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's eye view of TC trailers, son.
TC trailers?
Look, there. Over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
Welcome back to Party Line here on WILO. The online presentation on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Get a Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoops Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arbor Wood by Shoops, and Welty's Exteriors. And of course, the radio presentation of Party Line brought to you by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Freckles Graphics, Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. And Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. And again, Marchand's Window Tinting is our small business spotlight sponsor as well. And we spent the first half talking to just that, a small local business in Delphi, Treasures in the Woods. And it is a deer meat processing plant, which is right now in full swing from October 1st until January with the hunting season. And again, she said, as Patty Baker, owner, told us that, of course, they're in bow hunting season right now, and then shotgun season will come in here in November. Great. What a fascinating job and business to have. But I just thought it was really kind of cool to talk to him. Reminder for everybody who maybe not have been aware that yesterday was the first day of early voting, and you can early vote in the commissioner's room in the courthouse. That's on the first floor, and that is open from yesterday, October 8th, to Friday, November 1st, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you can go and you can vote early if you're ready to do that. And and election day will be on the 5th, November 5th. You can actually vote on Monday, November 4th as well, from 8 to noon. So early voting, I mean, I recommend it. If you know what you're going to do, then go ahead and vote, and then you don't have to worry about trying to make sure you get there on election day. The weather is, we're still in that dry pattern. I want to talk a little bit about that. We're in a dry pattern, a little cooler temperatures. We're not seeing those high 80s like we were seeing just a week ago. Today it's going to be sunny and high of 76. That's going to be one between, we're getting closer to 80 as we warm up a little bit here. But today, sunny, high of 76. Tonight, clear and cool, 44 for the low. Thursday is going to be sunny with a high of 73, and Friday sunny with a high of 80. Then Saturday mostly sunny, high of 78. Chance of isolated showers on Sunday. That's going to be Saturday evening into Sunday, mainly overnight, a chance of isolated showers. So that's right now, that's what it's looking like. That's the only rain possibility in sight. Hurricane Milton is, we'll talk a little bit about that here in just a minute too, not going to really affect us right now. The way it's going to track, it's going to blow through central Florida and go into the Atlantic, and then we'll see what happens after that. What I wanted to mention with the dry conditions right now here in Indiana, there are some counties in the area that have burn bans in effect. Miami, Cass, White, have burn bans. Clinton is not in. Clinton, Boone, Hamilton, Montgomery, Tippecanoe. Carroll just had theirs lifted. They had a ban and it's been lifted. Tipton had a ban and it has been lifted. Howard County is not showing that they have a ban, but this was This came yesterday from the Howard County Fire Chiefs Association, and I want to read this. The Howard County Fire Chiefs Association has issued a countywide burn ban. This has taken effect today. Yes, this was yesterday at 4:30 p.m. and will remain in effect until the fire chiefs have decided that the risk of damaging fires has decreased. This decision was based on multiple factors, including the current dry conditions, the absence of rain in the near future, and the heavy fire load of unharvested crops. The burn ban means no outside burning of any kind is allowed, and that is from the president of the Howard County Fire Chiefs Association, Landon Bartley. Now, the reason why I think this is so important, and I'm really kind of surprised that we're not in a statewide burn ban, is for that reason, exactly what he stated. A lot of crops out in the fields, it's so dry. I mean, you could even throw a match out into your yard and it's going to find dry, dead grass to burn. So why not, you know, you need to be careful right now. We need to take into consideration that all these crops that are out in the fields, these are people's livelihoods, not to mention the fact that our food, you know, farmers are out there, they're growing our food as well. And Howard County is, and it's not just them, there's been field fires throughout the area, combine fires, of which the combine operators, they're doing their best to keep those things clean, and blowing them off with leaf blowers is the popular tool of choice, trying to keep them blown off, keep that dirt and dust, the particles of corn and soybeans that land and kind of gather around working parts on the combine that can spark a fire on a combine. But out in the field, all it takes is for somebody to accidentally throw even a piece of glass out in the side ditch can cause a fire. So please be careful. Don't burn right now. Wait until we get some good rain, hopefully not too far off in the future. And before you do any burning, just be safe out there and take that into consideration, because you could be, if a fire starts and it doesn't get contained before it gets into the fields, that you could be dealing with somebody's livelihood. So let's just be safe out there and kind of heed that. I know we're not in a burn ban, but I hate to say it, I kind of wish we were, just for that reason. Quick reminder, Goodwin's annual pumpkin giveaway is today from 4 to 6 p.m. You can get a free pumpkin from Goodwin's Funeral Home. Children must be accompanied by an adult, and Goodwin's is located on 200 South Main Street in Frankfort. I said I wanted to say something here. Going to go through some other stuff on the calendar, but I wanted to say something too about the Hurricane Milton that is bearing down. He just went about 45 minutes ago, was downgraded to a Category 4 from a 5, which honestly, that's not that, there's not a whole lot of difference between a 5 and a 4, the high side of a 4. But yesterday, Shannon and Don were talking about that, and Russ were talking about that quite a bit. And we were trying to get a hold of a friend of mine who lives right in the area where it's going to be, Milton's going to be going through. And they are, I tried to get Don, tried to see if Don would have time. I didn't really want to expect it too much, but to see if he would have time to talk about getting prepared down there, what it's like. He was up here in Indiana before he moved down there. He was a firefighter, EMS. He did all the emergency services up here, and now he lives in Florida. And I wanted to read this. He sent me a message that he wanted me to read on air. A lot of speculation as to whether people are taking this seriously or not. They are. I mean, after Helene went through Florida and then on up the East Coast through the Carolinas. And I have family in the Carolinas. I have talked to them and know that they're okay. But after all of that went through, the people in Florida are really definitely taking this one seriously. He would have called in if he had time, but he's helping, helping in the area, helping neighbors and everybody. And part of his job is a safety officer. So he's helping get in preparations. He said, they're finishing up final preparations, down there. He said he wanted people to know that we are prepared as much as possible, neighbors helping neighbors, stores remarkably still stocked with essentials, low but available, fuel still available and stored up with those who have generators. They're making sure that they've got their generators, everything's working, they've got, they are, you know, making sure they have plenty of fuel and storage for those generators, candles, battery packs charged. Some of them down there have solar panels that they have purchased and either use them for their own facilities as far as heat and air conditioning and electric and all that. But some of them also have the solar-powered generators and that they've invested in, and that helps as well. So they have... they'll have temporary power as long as all of that holds up. The expectations are a few days without power, but planning for longer. Sandbags, everybody's getting sandbags and getting them put in because of the flood-prone areas. They're evacuating those areas. They could see a 12 to 15 inches of rain. There are some... Because it is going across the state, there are centrally located lakes that will help with some of that water retention, but it's the surge that's coming in, and this thing's coming in overnight with the tide as well. So they have high tide, and then they're expecting that surge from the storm itself. Don lives in the middle of the state, so it is going to go through him, but he's not really... right on the beach, so he is inland a little bit. They do have a lot of retention lakes in their area. They have all the counties down there, he says, are doing a great job of providing guidance and helping people get sandbags who need them. They already have shelters, operating shelters in place, and have recalled all personnel that was working in the panhandle from the Helene activities. They brought them back home to help all the boats, high water, etc. Everything is in place. Again, like I said, he is also in the service area, so he knows about all of this. He is going to try and share more information as things go along. As long as he's got service to where he can get out, he's going to try and text me every so often, but I told him to make sure he keeps everything for what emergency services and what they have to do down there for him and his family, as well as his part of the safety part of it. So kind of gives you, is kind of a surreal thing for us up here. We don't think about it quite as much. We feel bad for him. We see all the devastation and everything, but this is an area that doesn't normally get these kind of storms going across the state like that. Normally they run the coastline, so this is a little different, and hopefully it'll downgrade some more before it makes landfall. But I wanted to talk to him yesterday, and I wanted to make sure I read that. I told him I would make sure that we got that out there so people know they are preparing the best they can down there. And if you'll bear with me really quickly here, I've got somebody calling in. And, Samuel's here. He's going to grab that phone call for me. But I really appreciate Don giving me all that information. And just fantastic to, and I'm glad he's safe. I'm glad everything, they were okay from the Helene going through and the preparations are going good for this next one, for Milton that's coming in. Hey, Russ, I kind of wondered whether or not you wouldn't call in after I had gotten a hold of Don yesterday and got that information from him.
Just look, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, no, I got you.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I was just, you know, I'm not a hurricane expert by any means, but I do know some of the sites to look at, and I was trying to look at who's going to get hit hardest.
It's not going to be a direct hit on Tampa right now is what they're saying.
Right, exactly.
It kind of moves south of there, hasn't it?
Right. Sarasota looks pretty bad. For instance, it looks to me, according to the National Weather Service site, at about 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm seeing gusts up to 140 miles per hour, with sustained winds at 90 miles per hour. And so that's at Sarasota, Florida. And I would think the barrier islands, like North Captiva, and on north of there up to Sarasota, it looks pretty serious.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, in fact, Don just sent me an update. He said, good morning. Here's your morning update. Receiving rain, light wind, under hurricane warning, tornado watch, and flood watch. Airport is closed. Shelters are open. Everybody is prepared as best as they can. Again, he said, neighbors helping neighbors. And he is just to the east of the Tampa area. He's more closer to the East Coast. He's in roughly around Melbourne. Kind of in between Tampa and Melbourne is where he's located.
Right. It looks like ground zero is going to be in the Sarasota area. And I noticed that the Tampa forecast actually went from a peak gust of 91 to peak gusts of about 81. So you're right. It's going south of there, which may be good for that population center. But then as it moves farther south, you're getting in also into some barrier islands that have been hit by, just south of North Captiva, there was a whole strip that was completely taken out in one of the hurricanes. And so now it turned basically road access into boat access. You can't even get to North Captiva except by boat or airplane. There is no, it used to have a land strip that was wiped away by a hurricane several years ago.
Now, right now, it's still saying Category 4, but there's still that slim possibility that it might downgrade again before it makes landfall. Have you read that as well?
I did notice that Associated Press, CBS, was showing the Category 5 about more hours ago, and then the Associated Press just, I saw it was a 4. So at least it's going the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I knew they said there was a possibility of it doing some downgrading before it hit. But I know the people down there would sure love to see it at least get to a 3 before it hits, get those winds down. But I know the biggest thing that they're worried about is not so much the wind as it is the storm surge that's coming with it.
Yeah, I was just talking to Susan about that. You know, you have two elements here. You got the wind, but then what do you do when you have that? And here again, I don't know. I know that it can wipe out. Like I said, if you look at North Captiva, there used to be a continuous band of land just south of North Captiva Island. Now it's just water, and that occurred because of the, it wasn't the wind that took it away. It was the water.
Right. Well, and that's what that's what FEMA's telling everybody. Yeah, you can prepare, you can hunker down, you can shelter from the wind that's coming with this hurricane, but it's the storm surge, and with this coming in at night, early morning hours, it's also coming in at high tide. So the water is already high, and then this is bringing in that storm surge along with it.
Yeah, if you look at the hour-by-hour for Sarasota, Florida, It is showing 140 mile per hour peak gusts at 1 a.m. Thursday morning. This is tonight, basically, with sustained winds, according to this National Weather Service chart, of 90 miles per hour sustained with peak gusts of 140. You don't see that very often on these charts, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Then they'll start decaying so that by sunrise on Thursday in Sarasota, the sustained winds will already reduce down to about 39 miles per hour with peak gusts of 50.
I was going to say, you've got more information pulled up than what I'm trying to pull information up, but you've got it already pulled up there. How long are they expecting this storm? Because it is moving very rapidly. It's been moving very quickly and gained momentum.
Yeah,
but how long do they think it's going to take? Because it's plowing across Florida and not up the coast. How long do they think it's going to be on land before it moves into the Atlantic?
That's a different question than the data I'm pulling up here. I'm just looking at Sarasota landfall, where it's going to impact the highest and the hardest. And it looks like it's really basically the nighttime hours. You know, it's not really up to speed at tonight. At sunset, you're going to see sustained winds of about 37 mile per hour with peak gusts up to about 60. That's as the sun goes down. And then as through the night tonight, it's going to get worse and worse and worse until about 1 o'clock in the morning. That'll be the crescendo. And like I said, it'll be about 90 mile per hour sustained winds in Sarasota with peak gusts of 140 mile per hour. Then as the night progresses and it'll decay, and according to the National Weather Service in Sarasota, by 8 o'clock in the morning, it'll subside down to the point 39 mile per hour sustained with peak gusts of 50. Well, we've seen that from time to time. So it's really the nighttime with a crescendo at 1 a.m. is according to the National Weather Service hour by hour.
Right. Yeah, and that just goes to show you it's going to move rapidly. I mean, we may not think 1 a.m. to 8 a.m. as being rapid, but it really is for a storm this size. That is.
Well, did you notice
moving fairly quickly?
They did have landfall a couple days ago at Tampa at 3. Well, now it's going to be Sarasota at 1. So it is. It's actually. The landfall is going to be sooner, which tells you that it's probably moving faster. Maybe that's what's causing it to deteriorate to the 4 and maybe the 3. It doesn't have, it's not taking on that heat from the ocean quite as much because it's moving quicker.
Right.
But here again, I don't want to. I'm not a student of this hurricane stuff, but I do appreciate your contact there, and it sounds like they're more internal.
About in the middle of the state is where they're at. Still in the line of fire, but about in the middle. And again, he helps with emergency services and things down there too as well. And so he's kind of got a pulse. He knows what's going on throughout the area. And the state of Florida has put out another warning this morning for people that if you need to get out now, if you're in the evacuation zone, get out now because your time is limited to be able to get out.
Well, it's no secret that the Frankfort, Indiana area, Clinton County area, and the Lafayette, Kokomo area, there are a lot of people in our listening area that have a property in the Naples, Fort Myers, Sarasota area. It's a kind of a favorite for this area, to the point where you have direct flights right into Fort Myers, you know.
Sure.
So
We have a lot of snowbirds that are already down there or it's their home and they come up here to visit now.
And they're clustered in this area where it's going to be hit very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, so my neighbors have property down, in that area.
Yeah, we've got friends down, like I said, well, besides the gentleman I've been talking to, we've got a lot of friends down there and been checking in with them quite a bit through Facebook Messenger and everything, making sure that they are prepared for this. And we, Larry and I, even have some family down there as well. So, you know, all we can do is hope that, again, as Don said, you know, everybody around his area and the emergency services, they've been out making sure that people are prepared, and for those who can't get out, they've been helping evacuate a lot of shut-ins and stuff. So everybody's helping everybody. So, and that's good to see.
And like what we found in Tennessee and North Carolina, it wasn't the wind; it was the second, third level stuff, the water, and then the cutoff of the utilities. And And so it's the dominoes start to fall, and so we'll see what the storm surges are doing and all that. But it clearly looks like it's gone farther south than they thought.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we already know they're unpredictable as it is. We saw what Helene did.
Yep.
So. Just a reminder, everybody, you can go to Clinton County Daily News, Carroll County Daily News, or Boone County Daily News, and you can pull up the stories that Carl has up there with the Sheriff's Department and Indiana Patriot Guard riders are collecting items to head to. They're going to help with Hurricane Helene and get supplies and stuff in that area. We also know that Camden, I believe they were, after talking to Patty Baker from Treasures in the Woods, who's sending venison down there from deer that have been donated. I believe the first loads going out of Camden are going to be leaving this morning to head that direction. They're going directly to Asheville in North Carolina. So, I mean, you can get on there. You can see the list of things that are needed now for those with Helene. And, you might as well be prepared. This is the kind of stuff that's going to be needed once Milton gets through the area as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Well, I will leave you alone and we'll see what happens.
Well, thanks for calling in, Russ. And yeah, we'll be keeping an eye on all of this, and I'm sure Carl will be putting updates up to help keep everybody informed on what's going on. I know this one's not going to affect us weather-wise, but it affects us as humanity. So we want everybody to be aware of what's going
on. Well, not only, like I said, not only that, but the property owners in the area.
Yeah, everybody's got family.
That's the third time my wife called me. Liz, she may have something to add. Hold on.
Okay, I'll hold on.
I'm on the air, honey.
Hold on.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I'll call back.
Okay. Yeah. I've learned, you know, she may have something that she wanted to add. So,
sure, yeah.
When she calls me three times in 45 seconds, I thought I better
Well,
take
we always appreciate it when Susan chimes in, too, as well. So, well, okay. Thanks, Russ, for calling and giving us an update on landfall and everything. And I appreciate that. Again, like I said, everybody, keep an eye on Boone County, Clinton County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free online news sites. We will be putting updates on there. And let us know. Get the information to us. If your organization is working to help out and send stuff south, let us know. We can get it up and let people know what you're needing and see what we can do on our end to help. So,
who is our guest tomorrow morning? Do you remember with Shan?
Tomorrow it is Jason Forsyth and Stephen Deckard from EMS.
I don't think people would mind if there are some property owners that would love to that could kind of update us on what they know, because by that time the worst hopefully will have been over, at least along the west coast of Florida.
Right.
If I know that it may be a stressful, busy time for them, but if they can call with a report, they can kind of chime in.
Yep.
I'd like that.
Yep, that would be really cool to find out how things are going. And like I said, my friend that's down there that I'm talking to, have been talking to currently, one of the reasons why I reached out to him was because he's in emergency services there and has a little more insight besides being a resident as to what's going on down there. So we'll keep everybody updated. That's going to wrap it up for Party Line today. Thanks for listening, and we'll Shan will be in tomorrow again with Stephen Decker from EMS and also Jason Forsythe from the city of Frankfort.